Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just sitting here. Hanging out with you guys. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Oh.
Drinking a little Church of Laszlo vodka, having a Red Bull.
I see that.
Trying to get through a Friday.
Yeah. The Red Bull was already here when we got here. I was like, oh, this will be good. He's got a brand new Red Bull.
Yep.
And you got a bottle of vodka there. That shouldn't be too bad. It's Friday.
We'll make it through.
What do you got going on this weekend?
Tickets to the Royals game Saturday. Life is good.
Okay, good.
Phillies are in town. The boys are playing some ball.
That's what I was going to ask.
I'm a huge baseball fan, so yeah.
Are they playing or are they practicing? Your kids.
My kids are just practicing.
Okay, but they are practicing.
Yeah, my youngest has a football scrimmage tonight. My oldest has a baseball scrimmage Sunday, so yeah.
That's exciting, right?
Of course. You got the Royals game Saturday. Life is good.
Yeah, and it's just...
What about you?
It feels more and more like fall. I don't know.
Plus, the college football starts Saturday.
I know. Well, there's that game in
Florida
Dublin.
Florida State and Georgia Tech, which should be good.
In Dublin, right?
Oh, yeah.
I saw people on the streets in Dublin going crazy, and I just wondered what the locals think of all these college football fans. I know, like, I went and saw the Chiefs in London, so it's not like they haven't had this before. It's not like they're not used to tourists, but it is kind of crazy to see the streets of Dublin just filled with people in Florida State and Georgia Tech shirts, and they're out there doing their chants, you know what I mean? And I don't have a college football team. Obviously, I would like for MU to do well because I'm from Missouri.
They are good.
Oregon.
No, I know. And now we have this connection to Oregon, so I do root for them as well. I don't know why, but But I've always kind of liked Florida State. Maybe it's just because of John Anderson or something. I don't know, but I like...
That's cool, man. To come out of that horse and throw that spear down in the middle of the field.
It's
cool.
It's cool. I don't know. And you don't really go to college. I feel like you can just pick one.
Yeah, you can pick one, whatever you want.
You got to root for at least the one that actually represents your state. Someone.
You have to.
Well, you should. I'm saying if I'm going to... relate to you at all. You're from Michigan. You're a Michigan fan. You could have been a Michigan State fan.
I could have been.
Are there people in your sphere of friends growing up that were Michigan State fans instead? Is that because like their parents went there?
Yeah.
That's how it works?
A lot of my friends are Michigan State fans.
Okay. And usually...
I would say most of them.
Really?
You can't get into Michigan.
Oh.
So most of my friends, at least, you know, the guys and girls that I hung out with, you can go to Michigan State. Like, you can't, you know...
Yeah, that's...
Like, I'm an Eastern Michigan guy. That's where I spent most of my time. But, you know, I'm a Michigan fan.
I didn't know until recently that Michigan was such an elite school. Not like I thought it was a bad school.
Just hard to get into.
Really hard to get into. Yeah. And it's, I mean, it is. It's a very elite school. I didn't know that. But how did you become a Michigan fan instead of Michigan State?
I just grew up.
That was it? You just liked
it? I don't know. I guess just watching TV. And then I grew up not, like, you know, 15 minutes from Ann Arbor, so you go down there for basketball games and hockey games and, you know, football games. You just kind of grow up. That's a school that, I know it's weird because some people, you know, they call, like, everybody, you know, like, Walmart Jayhawks and Walmart, because you didn't go there, but to me, it was kind of like, I didn't really understand it any different than, like, being a Lions fan. Like, Detroit represented my city, and the University of Michigan was right there. I didn't think I had to go there.
It is some sort of weird, unspoken
Plus, I have a lot of buddies, you know, the UM, like, you know, so Missouri, there's, I don't know how it works here, but, you know, there's UMKC.
Right.
So do UMKC, people who go to UMKC, do they root for Missouri? Because, so, Michigan has, like, Michigan-Detroit, Michigan-Dearborn. Mm-hmm. So there's different campuses like that, and then a lot of people go to those, and they become Michigan fans, too.
Yeah. And
so it's U of M-Dearborn. It's not U of M-Ann Arbor. U of M-Ann Arbor is the real deal.
I mean, someone could correct me, but I would guess the people that go to UMKC here or UMSL in St. Louis, that they still root for the Tigers.
Right, they're part of Missouri, right?
Yeah, that they're rooting for, especially for the football team. But I will say this, that growing up in Missouri, you know, in Kansas City on the Missouri side, college sports didn't seem like they were a big thing. And the people who were into college sports, I have to admit, were mostly KU fans, like their parents went to KU or whatever, and they liked KU basketball.
But and to that degree, like if you live here, I understand how you don't have to go to KU to be a KU fan.
Mm-hmm.
You grow up, you're 17, your favorite band's playing in Lawrence, right?
Yeah.
You go down there, you're around the campus, you're around college kids. Like, you're hanging out in that city doing things that are there because of the... If KU school. Wasn't in Lawrence, then what is Lawrence? It's nothing.
It's nothing. There's no bands.
Right, just a suburb of, you know, in the middle of Kansas somewhere, right?
So, of course.
I think, but if you're 17, you're driving to Lawrence to go see, you know, whoever, Catfish in the Bottom or whatever, now you've become a part of that community.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I do think there was state line rivalries growing up. I think there were kids that would
I don't think you could drive, people drive to Columbia to go see shows is what I'm saying. Like, you don't become a part of that community because you're not driving all the way to the Blue Note to see a show. Because it's probably playing Lawrence.
Right.
Too, so you're just going to drive, make that drive, and you become a KU. You know, you're part of the... Once you become a part of the community, you're part of the community. So growing up, you know, we'd go to Ann Arbor all the time to go see the Brian Jonestown Massacre or whatever.
The last show I saw in Lawrence was the Brian Jonestown Massacre.
There you go.
I'm not even kidding.
Saying. Whenever I think about what band is playing tonight, no matter what college town I'm in, I'm like... The Brian Jonestown Massacre, I promise you, is playing tonight.
That's crazy.
I promise you. I don't know what bar they're at, but they're there. There's 12 of them, and I believe that there's 12 of them, but I believe there's 12 million of them, and they're all playing in college town tonight.
Yeah.
And they just call themselves the Brian Jonestown Massacre.
Yeah. That is funny. I mean, that literally, I'm not making it up, that's the last show I saw in Lawrence. And it wasn't that long ago, but that's the last time I was there. Yeah, there are those people who would drive to the Blue Note or whatever, but there's so few and far between. And I do remember during games... on those weekends, sometimes you would see the cars. If I happened to be out on the interstate or something, you might see the cars that were headed to Columbia. They got the tiger tails hanging out of their trunk. But I just assumed that they all went to school.
They all went there.
You know what I mean? Whereas if in other states, college football is so big that you don't have to have had any connection to the school other than just being a fan.
Yeah.
Or it felt like in Missouri, most of those people went to the school. Their kids went to the school. Something, right? And I don't know
why
that
is. I think I explained... I think it's because Columbia is its own city.
It's too far away.
So, yeah, it's too far away from St. Louis and from Kansas City. But you can grow up in Johnson County, Kansas, and go hang out at Lawrence. It's actually probably a reason to go there.
Yeah, both.
So you're there. Like, you're there. I don't know what it is. Your parents took you to the flea market there. You went to go eat there, right? So even if your parents didn't go there, you didn't go there, you went to Lawrence, hung out with college kids. You, even if you didn't go to college, you went to a JUCO or you got a job. You had three buddies who went to Lawrence. You went down there and you're part of it. You're part of that. Is what makes you part of the community, not actually paying tuition. It's about being part of the community, and that's where you get, you know, your fandom. You're like,
wow. That's my life story.
Yeah.
I eventually moved there just because I was there every weekend. Yeah. It's like, I'll just move down here.
Well, right. I on the Missouri
side. My buddies said they all graduated from Eastern Michigan. They're like, you got an honorary degree, man.
Yeah.
I was there as much as they were.
Yeah, that
you know?
Was good. Growing up in Missouri, we took field trips to Lawrence. I remember the first time we went, is it Haskell University? What's the native?
Yep.
Yeah, so we went there for some sort of, it was like an art fair or something like that. And I was young, but yeah, Missouri kids coming over to Lawrence. Yeah. Because why? Well, because it's a lot closer.
Exactly.
And I think, so you've nailed it. There's two things. One is proximity. The other is there's reasons to go there other than because you're a student. But also, you have to admit, even if you're a huge MU fan or whatever, you don't like KU, Lawrence is a cool town.
It's a great college
town. It's like a movie. It really is like
it feels like it when you drive in.
You know immediately.
Right.
You know, I was going to visit my older brothers in college. You go to smaller towns. One went to Truman. He went to Fayetteville. Mm-hmm. They felt like college towns. Lawrence, though, feels like the one the director wants to use.
Exactly.
For his college town.
You know when you're pulling in.
Exactly.
Oh, this is a college town.
Yeah. And cool. It's cool.
That's what the houses look like.
Yep.
Here's, you know, the restaurants, you know.
Yep.
I don't even know the names. So I don't go there much. You know, yeah. Steve's Bicycle Shop, right?
Exactly.
Like, that's it, you know?
Yep.
Ann Arbor feels like that. I think it's probably bigger, but it feels like that.
Got college school.
Yeah, but then if you go to, like, Michigan State, it's also the capital.
It's a city that
it's
has
got,
the school.
You know, state senators running. It's like, okay, yeah, it's a state school. It's like, you know, the difference between Gainesville and Florida State.
Yeah.
Florida State is in the capital. It's got the university, but there's a lot going on. You go to Gainesville, it's just like Lawrence. It's like if the University of Florida wasn't here, this would be literally a swamp. That's why they call it that.
Yep.
Same thing with Lawrence. If Kansas wasn't there,
revolves around
right.
The university.
But when you go to these other cities, Tallahassee would still be there with the capital if it wasn't Florida
exactly.
State. It'd still be a city.
Exactly.
Right? Columbia would still be there.
Yeah.
Lansing would still be there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that Ann Arbor would be much of a city if it wasn't for the University of Michigan.
I think the first time I really kind of regretted not trying harder in school and going to college, being able to go to a good college, feeling like I missed out. The first time I really felt like I missed out is when I first started really hanging out in Lawrence. And I dated a girl who lived there, was going to school there, and I'd spend the night over there. And that was the first time I thought, oh, I did miss an important part of
something
life.
About
I understand why parents say, you know what, I want my kid to have this experience, and even though this costs a little more, this town is a little better, I think it might help them have the full experience.
Yeah, go do
you know
the college
I mean?
Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but that's why I root for Navy.
Do you want to mix these with that? I brought these for you.
Oh, yeah, I do.
There you go, buddy. There you go. Let's get the show started.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo, not trying to brag or anything.
Okay, please.
I think it's just because of my age partially and because I'm, what do they call people who are always in relationships? I've heard it. There's like a name for it, but I'm always in relationships.
Bitches?
Bitches, yeah, maybe.
Insecure people?
Sure, definitely.
People who
insecure.
Don't like to be alone?
Definitely,
people
yeah.
who don't like themselves?
Yes, yes, yes. Maybe that's what I was looking for.
Was that all the things you were talking about?
Maybe, yeah. I know there's a name for it, but...
people with low self-esteem.
Yeah, that's probably it. You mentioned
people
that earlier.
People allow themselves to be manipulated.
Yeah.
So you don't mean to brag, but...
Well, that's why I say, that's why I'm prefacing this, because I was just going to say, I've never used a dating app. I have dated, but I've never used a dating app. But that can sound like, without that preface, it can sound like, I don't need a dating app, right?
Mm-hmm. Because I'm always in a relationship.
Right. But the thing is, I hear about dating apps constantly because, and I know people are using them. They talk about them in podcasts constantly. Do you notice this? Like, oh, what's the problem with dating apps? It's in the news all the time. Have dating apps ruined dating because now people think they have infinite choice? This is the current thing, is that it's too much choice. Should people delete their dating apps? Which dating app should they use? Anyhow, even though I haven't experienced it personally, I know Laszlo set one up at one point.
I have one. I look at it every once in a blue moon.
You still look at it once
sometimes,
in a while?
Sometimes, yeah.
I mean, they say that when you get a match, it's like a serotonin rush. And I was actually just listening to something where they said, even if you don't get matches when you open it up the next time, you know, the fourth time or fifth time, you get that same little reward system because of that original match. It says it becomes very addictive, and your brain goes, oh, that match feels really good, which I did use Hot or Not when I was like 19. And so, you know, I don't think I ever had a double match. But I can imagine it would have felt good if I did. But yeah, Snow Cone, you've used them before. I mean, when you get the match, is it what does it feel like? Like a moment of excitement?
It's definitely a serotonin release.
Okay.
100%. See, I don't get it because I swipe right on everyone.
Yeah.
Right. But then if someone swipes on you, that's got to feel good.
I swipe
good,
right on everyone, so I just figure, yeah.
But like when you get that match, you know, the little screen that pops up.
I just got a match.
The pictures, it feels good.
Yeah. Like this person might be interested in you.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
It sounds good.
I think it's just a numbers game. I just matched with FanDuel.
Well,
it was an ad. I swiped right so much it took me to FanDuel. It's like, there you go.
Well, for those of you who are messing with dating apps,
swipe right and let God sort them out.
That you need to make that t-shirt. I'm serious. That does need to be
that
one of your t-shirts.
T-shirt, for sure.
I would wear that. Forbes, you know Forbes, everyone knows Forbes. They put out an article talking about, all right, look, here's what's not working on your dating apps. If you're having problems...
I just matched with Mark Wahlberg.
This is what you're doing wrong. I don't think you're on Tinder.
I am. It's a commercial for the Union movie.
They want you to pay for it? No,
it's like an ad, and it says, like, the Union, watch it on whatever.
Right, right.
And
I'm guessing if you pay,
if you swipe right on it, then it takes you to an ad for it.
Okay.
But I swipe right so much.
Yeah.
That I'm like, oh, why am I going to...
Now I can't wait for this Wahlberg movie. Anyway, coming up,
the people I just matched with, Wahlberg is my favorite.
Well, that would be very exciting for you, absolutely. That would be a serotonin release for sure. If he called you and wanted to go on a date, I can't imagine Laz would be over the moon. Anyhow, I'll tell you what Forbes says. If you are on dating apps, you know, you're tired of them, you're not having a lot of luck, Forbes put out this thing and said, here's what works, here's what doesn't work. We've done the research, and we know. So that sounds useful for people that use dating apps,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
I'll tell you about it next.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
The problem with these dating apps, I'll tell you, you're going to tell me what works and what doesn't work. I'll tell you what, my problem is that I match with people, and I look at their thing because I didn't read it before.
Mm-hmm.
I look at things like to, you know, hiking, and they like doing, everybody puts... Because I understand why you do it, but they put like all the stuff they want to do.
Physical.
The stuff they do. Anything. Like go to concerts. I like to go see movies. I like to go out to dinner. It doesn't have to be like hiking or whatever. It could be like I like to go to dinner and movies. And I'm like, oh. I don't like to leave my house, really. So I just said, I'm like, oh, I did match with you, but it says you want to, it says you'd like to do things.
Do stuff.
There's got to
be someone
so
on there that says, I just like hanging out the
somebody said, I'd like to watch 8 hours of Phineas and Ferb.
Okay.
Well, I was like, you know what? We're getting close.
We're getting close, exactly.
We're getting close.
Well, I have heard, too, and in the past we've talked about, there was a big trend where they were looking at the profile picture and how similar a lot of them have become, and how people wanted to have pictures of themselves doing something active. The guys are holding up fish, or they're on a dirt bike, or whatever.
I had a picture of me hiking the Grand Canyon. Like,
that's right. You were hiking the Grand Canyon.
Right.
That's right.
But I feel like that's what people do. If I actually got to meet them, they'd be like, yeah, I don't want to do anything either.
Right. That's.
But I'm like, well.
You claim you do.
It says they want to go to dinner.
Right. Not interested.
No, I don't want to do that.
Right. Looking
it says
for that
they want to go see movies
house.
And concerts. I'm like, ugh.
Well,
I can't leave my house.
It's funny you should say this.
So my bio actually says I just want to drink in my kitchen.
That's good.
That's all it says. Like, what do you want? Like, what do you like doing? I'm like, I want you to come over and drink in my kitchen.
Well, I thought Tinder originally was a hookup app, or was it always a dating app? I thought it was like, hey, meet someone that wants to have sex. But
it was always ostensibly a dating app.
Okay. So it's funny you say that, Laszlo, about, you know, oh, I don't want to go do that stuff. Because this Forbes article, they did this research, and they found the things that turn people off when they match with someone on a dating app. And the number one thing is negativity and bitterness. 70% of people said that's the turnoff. So you were just negative and bitter. I don't know if you were bitter, but you were negative about, you know, I don't want to do stuff. You want to go do stuff. So,
well, I don't say that. Am I?
No, this is after you match, right? So you start talking about stuff and, yeah, you know, it's like, I don't really want to go do stuff. So they don't like negativity and bitterness. That's the most popular answer. The next one is they don't like it if you filter your photos a bunch. people really are tired of seeing filtered photos of people that don't look like them. Again, I've never had a dating app, but if I was going to put a profile picture up there, I'm going to put one up that looks better than I normally look. I mean, that's just...
That's what my About Me says. Impression. I just want to drink booze in my kitchen. If that interests you, great.
Perfect. And then you just wait for that match. But I get it. Sunken, what's your picture now? You look good in it, whatever it is, right?
It's a picture of you.
Oh, it's at the, you're behind the studio table, right?
A picture of SlimFast.
It used to be a picture
that,
of me.
That one's on. I don't know if that's the first one, but...
That used to be your profile picture, right? You're standing behind the studio.
Yeah.
It's a good picture. Of course you want to put good pictures up there. There's a difference between putting a picture where I looked really good in that moment and then filtering a picture or using a picture that's 10 years old. And this has become such a huge problem. I don't understand why people still do this. Maybe it works sometimes. Maybe that person sees that picture of you that from 10 years ago. That's their first impression. Then they meet you. You've gained 50 pounds. But in their mind, they think, well, I know what you can look like. So maybe it works. But people complain about it. They claim they don't like it. And I can see why. You got to have a picture in there that is at least recognizable so that if I run into you, I'm going to know it's you.
I've had it happen where it's like, I don't want to say catfish because
it kind of
but
is.
But it was
though.
Older. This person was more in shape.
Yeah.
And then I show up and I'm like, oh, okay, I see what's happening here. But the thing is, like, I can't say that to you, and you know that I can't say that to you.
Yeah.
So you just have to go along with it.
Right, of course. You can't say, like, oh, you put on some pounds.
Right. Well, I have to battle. Once I'm there, I'm going to have sex with you anyway.
Right, Laszlo's, he's a good match. If you can get him to get out of the house, he's a good match.
So, you're like, oh, look, I look different. I'm like, I don't care.
So the majority of people...
Well, I care. Why don't I care?
The majority of people said they really hate the overly filtered photos. They said don't make yourself try to look too good. Try to make yourself look somewhat... like how you actually look. The next one was people really don't like when you're materialistic. And I was like, well, how would they know? But I guess that's if you have like a lot of photos of you with your cars, you know, your stuff, which, okay, that makes sense. Do you see a lot of that, Snow Cone? Girls probably don't do that as much as guys. I remember Snow Cone saying that girls for a while.
I saw a picture of Snow Cone on one of the dating sites with his car with a broken out.
Yeah, standing next to the broken windshield.
Into it. Look at me.
Wait,
I should have
what
done
was
that.
This?
I'm just kidding.
I should have done that.
The way you were both laughing, I was like, did he take a picture next to the car?
I really so should have funny. Done that.
He did have a picture of me as his profile picture.
And then just something even said, I didn't go to Iowa State. My sister logged in this car.
Man, that'd be good. Honesty.
I
people
love it,
do
yeah.
like
I
honesty.
Do like the idea of just the straight-up honest one.
Yeah. So don't be too materialistic. Apparently, people would say that's a turnoff. General lack of effort is the next one, so it looks like you didn't try very hard
that's
on the profile.
That's mine, I guess. Mine only says, like, 60% completed.
Yeah.
Just, like, four pictures of me with hats on.
Yeah, people
don't. It just says, you want to get drunk in my kitchen? Great.
Right.
And people, and I'm like, man, I never get any matches.
Points for honesty, but, yeah. And then the last one is poor grammar or spelling. The majority of people said... Majority of people said, look, it means you're either lazy or you're dumb.
If I didn't even put a period of mine at the end. Like, I don't know. Whatever.
They say if you're not good with that stuff, just run it through ChatGPT or Google.
I'm
going to
run you through ChatGPT,
hey, I'm not the one saying it. Don't get mad at me. They're saying they don't like the grammar. If I see the poor grammar, you know what I think? I might be as smart as her.
Yeah.
Right? She might not think I'm an idiot. You know what I mean?
She doesn't know the difference between two and two. Uninvolved in life as I am, and you know what? I'm all right with that.
Right. I think that would be a turn on. I would like that. Way too many emojis. Okay, so then they also gave the things that you can do that are immediately turn ons that are worth your time. These are the good things to do, okay? Have a pet in at least one photo. The majority of people said they want that. You've got a cat.
I do.
Take a picture with your cat in the photo.
I have three cats.
Oh, that's right. You have three cats right now. That's right. You're a cat guy.
My ex just dropped two off. I live in the garage. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Well, take pictures with them. You can be matching.
Three of them.
You
they're
can be
matching.
Yeah.
They're still in my garage, yeah.
Are they? Okay.
If you took pictures
I tried
with
to let them up. I opened up the door to let them up, you know, like I did the, I read about the slow meeting thing, like
with cats?
Let them smell each other, keep a door between them or whatever. And then I think like a couple weeks ago, I was like, all right, I'm going to leave the door open. You guys can come up. And then in the middle of the night, there was just some sort of cat fight, so I was like, all right, forget it.
Really hashing it out down there?
Yeah, so I was like, you know, okay, you're the guest. You live in the garage. Congratulations. I know people are mad about that, but my garage is. It's got a couch and a TV
big.
And stuff.
It's got a batting cage in it. Yeah, it's a big place.
Right,
it's a big place. They're fine.
You know, it ain't great. Will they just turn into barn cats and be feral?
Feral, maybe.
If I don't hang out with them? Because I don't hang out with them.
No, I think...
I just hang out with my cat.
I don't know, actually. I think they remember their owner and stuff.
Okay.
But maybe not. I don't know. Anyway. Cats are different than dogs. But take a picture with the cats, because the majority of people say at least one picture with the pet is good. Then you have to show an interest in travel. That's huge. Again, vast majority of people said you need to show some sort of interest in travel, which
it's
to me, it's
every
like...
every single profile.
You said one time...
I love to travel.
I don't want to travel, so I don't put that in there.
If you told... You were telling us one time, Snowcone, that the vast majority of girls' profiles say that they want to travel. And that there's a couple kind of girls. If the girls want to show that they're a little bit more country, then there's always pictures of them mudding or
fishing.
Riding on a four-wheeler, fishing. I didn't even consider that was a thing, and then you told me how common it was, and we were reading the statistics. There's a lot of it. It's like the guys holding up the fish, I think, might have at one point been the single most common photo that guys use for their profile picture that was repeated over and over. Is a guy with a fish on a boat.
Not a picture of me with a fish.
I don't have a picture. Yeah, I don't
know. Just every girl's profile will mention travel in some sort, and they'll say, I like tacos, I like pizza. It's like quirky or whatever to say how much you love tacos and margaritas. I don't know.
Wait, that's quirky?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
To say I like tacos?
I like to eat food. Yeah.
Well, just like
when I'm hungry.
Who doesn't like tacos?
No, for sure. It's just
now, if you said I like Taco Tuesday at the strip club, you're like, oh,
yeah.
Taco Tuesday at the strip club.
With your mom.
Yeah, okay.
Not your mom. Your mom's sick.
Yeah, I know. Having a good sense of style. I'm going from bottom to top here, so these are getting more and more important. Having a good sense of style. So, you know, Put on some clothes. Actually, go get yourself some shirts. Lazo, what's your website for your clothing company?
Popflyapparel.com. Ooh, you should go there.
Go there, buy some clothes.
Popflyapparel.com.
Because having a good sense of style is extremely important, and that would help you out. Then number two is showing off your hobbies or interests, which
look
I guess
good
is
good while watching
tacos.
Baseball.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That shows your hobbies, interests, and you have good style. And then the number one thing, it was like over 80% of people said it's a must. Any guesses? You got to have a sense of humor. How the hell do you know if I have a sense of humor? You got to write jokes in your profile. Is that what you do? Mm-hmm. Do you put little quirky things? I want to see Snowcone's profile so bad. I want to know what he writes in there. When I saw that one time, it was a picture of me. I wasn't mad. I just thought it was so funny.
It was a picture of me, and you were in the picture.
No.
You make it sound like it was just a picture of you.
But he was like the dominant one. He was the lead singer. You were the bass player.
We're standing next to each other.
You're better looking than me, but in that picture, I look better than you.
Decent picture of me. My God.
I mean, it's rare. You are definitely better looking than me, but in that picture, I looked even better than you. I think you were using it as as good looking guys. We're like at five, you know, and normally we'd be a three or four. Mm-hmm. It was a good picture, but you got to admit, it was your profile picture. It's kind of funny.
I don't know if it was my. I don't
yeah,
think
yeah.
it was my.
No,
profile.
It was for a minute. It was your profile picture because that's what somebody pointed it out to us. They said, "Did you know that Snowcone is using a profile picture of Slim Fast for his Tinder account?" That's
it's not a
out.
Picture of you. It's a picture of us.
It's a picture of him.
I am in the picture.
Yeah, but you're like, you know,
we're next to each other. We're standing next. I'm not in the background. I'm front and center.
I think I have my arm around him.
It looks like hey, this is me and my buddy.
Yeah.
Only it's you and your buddy.
What's weird about that?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't as weird as when you scroll through and then there was that picture of just me, but
okay,
it was weird.
Up.
So anyway, I have a good sense of humor. I mean, look, you guys aren't using dating apps. Snowcone maybe uses them a little bit, but I'm not kidding that it's all I hear about and people saying that they're deleting them, they're getting rid of them, they think there's too much choice. And I will say, as an old man, watching all of you bicker about these dating apps, if someone shows interest in you and you think that they're okay, even just okay, like you think, okay, this person's not too bad, give them a chance. Instead of moving on immediately to the next thing, if you want to be in a relationship, then you have to, at some point, actually start
what if you
seeing
don't
someone
want to
over
be in a relationship?
Then don't be in a relationship. But the people who are bitching
about
it.
Well, you still like to spend time with someone.
Well, that's, you know, they need a grinder for grinder would work, I guess. They need a hookup app. That's what they need, where you don't need any of those profile things. But for the dating app people who say, I can't meet anyone, we go on one date, nothing ever works, see the person again. Just keep hanging out with them. You know? If the person's into you at all, then start hanging out with them. That's it. I don't know what to tell you. People can't. They keep saying young people can't get into relationships. They're not getting married. They're not buying houses. And now they're blaming this all on dating apps. Well, just go hang out with someone. What song is that? If you can't have whatever, love the one you're with.
David Crosby.
Crosby. Love the one you're with, damn it.
There you go.
Just find someone. Say, you're the one.
And the eagle flies with the dove.
And the eagle flies with the dove.
Because if you can't be
with the one you love,
then love the one you're with.
Boom. That's my answer to you guys.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo, we going to doom scroll in a minute?
We are going to doom scroll in a minute, my man. Are you
big
excited
news
about that? I don't know. I mean, there's always news. They come up with something to talk about. I woke up this morning, looked at the news. I will say, there's an announcement that I know. that I had heard people saying this was going to happen. And then the other day at work, I was looking to prove to you guys, hey, this is going to happen, and I couldn't find it. Well, I guess it's because it hadn't officially been announced, but it has been now. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay, well, it's important. I want to talk to you about it because I think we should get involved. I don't want to give it away too much, but I think we should be a part of this.
Okay.
Okay? Also, you already mentioned that college football about to start.
Florida
State and Georgia Tech in Dublin. And great news. I was just asking Twitch yesterday. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. I was asking if I'm supposed to get a COVID vaccine. Well, boom, I just got the news today. The new ones are out. Should be able to get them any minute, Laszlo. I know you're excited about that. Laszlo's...
I'm a Kennedy guy.
Vaccine guy. Oh, that's right. That's right. But are you still?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll get the vaccines then. That should work, right? If one of us gets them, then we should be okay. Also, have either one of you watched that chimp thing on HBO yet? The guy that made Tiger King made this chimp documentary. Unfortunately, it's HBO, which means you got to wait. You know, it's one episode per week, but the premiere episode is out. And there is a lot of drama going on, a debate about how this thing was made. It's the guy that made Tiger King.
He made a chimp movie?
He made one about people who love chimps. Of course, it takes place in Missouri. But anyhow, there is some controversy about how they made it. And honestly, I don't know. I might kind of agree with the people that are upset about it. Okay. But I'll explain coming up.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock. It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill
the order of hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
All right, doom scroll, newsman.
Newsman. Wow, thank you. Must be Friday. I have good news for you.
Oh, you don't?
Yes, I do.
Good bad news.
Don't be negative. Come on. That vodka's supposed to make you feel better. You should be in a good mood.
Made me angry. I want to fight someone.
You got a chicken wrap?
Turkey sandwich.
Yeah. Plus, I gave you those allergy pills. You should be feeling pretty good.
That's why I feel hammered. I forgot I took those.
Yeah. Be careful.
I kicked in that vodka quicker than I thought.
Yeah. Those allergy pills will get you.
I'm never hungry.
It does make you hungry. I asked you to get me some food while you were in the break room. It does make you hungry.
I was like, man, I went over to the kitchen to get a Red Bull, and I was like, I'm starving.
Yeah.
Not that I don't eat a lot, but I don't.
During the day, I don't usually eat. Yeah. Do you want some allergy pills, Snow Cone? Stop on by later. We'll get you some.
Yeah, I'll take some.
So good news, I think. You too. You're a fan.
Yeah. Bloody Sunday.
They have made the announcement. They are circling back to do the Sphere again.
Mm.
And I really can't. I'm not, again, trying to sound like I'm bragging. I saw that.
Do your father-in-law
show there.
Get me my kids'
tickets. No kidding. But
will he do that?
Maybe.
He might.
He might. I'll ask him. But I will say this. I really do think, all joking aside, you should, if you can, find one of those shows. Find a way to get to Vegas and see that show. Now, I didn't see you two, but just seeing something at the Sphere, and everyone who saw you two at the Sphere said it was great. I would imagine it's great.
I missed you two's show. I heard it was amazing. Yeah. If you missed it. 40 sold-out shows at the Sphere. We have great news. The band's bringing their epic experience back, revealing an immersive concert film is headed to the Sphere. How cool is that?
That's great.
You missed it. Your friends have said it's immersive. It's amazing,
it's
right?
The best show they've ever seen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it opens in Las Vegas on September 5th.
No, I'm thinking this will be cheaper because what they're doing, I think they filmed this like partially while they were doing their shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would think that it'll be a little bit cheaper since you're watching this immersive film. But the truth of the matter is
the band not there?
I don't think the band is doing. I think they're just doing the movie. Well, I could be wrong. I thought they were saying that they made this film because I'd heard they were making a film and now they're going to show it there. One of the things they do at the Sphere, like throughout the week, is you can go there and watch some movie that they have that's made for the Sphere. But if that's what you two did here, whether they're there or not, either way, it involves you two. You like you two.
I do.
And it involves the Sphere. They made this thing for the Sphere. You really should go. I would go with you. I don't think that sweetens the deal for you any. So,
it does. I like spending time with you.
I'm just saying.
Especially when we're not here. One of my favorite things is spend time with you.
I'm just saying that. That's how serious.
Want to watch college football this weekend together?
I probably can't.
Why?
Because my mom. She's not doing so well. She needs some help.
Well, she doesn't need help all weekend.
She kind of does.
You're going to be there all weekend?
Well, my sister's supposed to come into town at some point to help with some stuff, but I don't know when she gets here. So.
Well, can your girlfriend come over?
Maybe, yeah. You can give her a call. I'm not sure what she was up to. I thought she might come help me, but she might rather go over
free.
To your place.
You hang out?
I'm good. I'd rather be lonely.
Okay.
look up tickets, use your contacts, you still have friends in the industry, find three tickets to go see this U2 movie at the Sphere and go. Okay. Seriously, I really think you're not going to regret it. And anyone listening, I would say go. If you haven't seen a show there, go. I am setting up a separate little account that I put a little bit of money to. I already started it. I went into my little profile thing at work, and I said, all right, here's a new account. I'm just going to put a little bit of money in there, each paycheck, and it's literally so that we can go see another show at the Sphere again sometime.
Really?
Dude, I'm telling you, it's the coolest thing I've ever seen. You heard Hoda. She said the same thing, that they said it's the Hoda. Coolest thing. Isn't that her name?
Who the hell's Hoda?
Good
Hoda
Morning
Kotb.
America, Today Show.
Yeah, Hoda Kotb.
One of those. Yeah, she said the
Hoda
same
who?
Thing. Great show.
It's Hoda Kotb, right?
Hoda Cosby?
Hoda Kotb. She did the Olympics, too, right? She's on the network all the time. You've seen
her. Yeah, you've recognized her.
I don't watch anything but sports on TV or documentaries.
Well, she was on the Olympics, so. Anyhow,
I said sports, not women's sports.
Okay, speaking of sports, not women's sports. Mm-hmm. As we mentioned earlier, college football getting ready to happen.
Florida State, Georgia Tech.
Yeah, but where in Dublin?
Dublin, Ireland. Famous for music, museums, whiskey, and this week, college football. Florida State University will take on Georgia Tech. The ACC matchup drawing 25,000 American fans to Ireland. 10th-ranked FSU playing their first ever game overseas.
Have you been abroad before?
I have not, so this is my first time. So I took a video of myself, putting a stamp on the passport and everything. Yeah, so I'm excited.
Florida State, the favorites.
That was the Florida State quarterback. I don't know who he is. They said he's good.
DJU.
That's the quarterback of Florida State?
DJU.
You know his name?
Of course I do. He was at Clemson, then he transferred to Oregon State, and now
Jesus.
He's at Florida State.
Why aren't you doing college football radio?
Because no one, I don't know why.
There's got to be a college football radio satellite station or something, podcast. I mean, that.
Because I like this.
Who do you think that?
There's no one, I promise you, there's no one. Maybe Joel Klatt knows as much as me about college football.
That's what
Not
I was going to ask.
Okay. Not more. I'm being honest.
I mean, I just played you a voice of the quarterback of Florida State. I know you're saying like a lot of people know that. No, they don't.
A lot of people know who DJU is.
Yeah, but
DJ Ugula Whaley or something. So they just call him DJU.
Okay.
I'm sure Joel Klatt can pronounce it, but
I get it. College football fans might know who he is. But there's also people who probably call themselves college football fans who are like, oh yeah, what's that guy's name? I know him.
DJU?
You knew it immediately. It's not your team, and you know quite a bit more.
Sure.
So it sounds like you knew who his babysitter was when he was 14. You should be doing something with
college football. I'm good at it.
Yeah.
I know it.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what I do with it is I gamble on it and I win money.
Yeah.
I'm excited to get my FanDuel back to go.
Well, that's your thing.
Baseball's so hard to bet. It's just so hard to bet.
Dude, if we go to Vegas, we can bet sports in the sports book at the casino, and then we can walk over and see the U2 movie. That would be a good weekend, right? Be really good.
Yeah.
I think you have to stay at the Venetian, maybe. You don't have to, but I think that's one that connects to it. But just, we could go, sit there, bet. You can bet online now on your phone, but something about betting at the sportsbook.
Mr. Boston said, my wife is watching a live stream of the Irish pub in Ireland, and I just started doing the Chiefs Tomahawk Chop.
Yeah, that's the Florida State.
It's Florida State Tomahawk Chop.
Yeah, I heard it too. I knew that it was Florida State.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know yet that Florida State was one playing. As soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, it's Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
The Braves don't do it anymore, right?
No,
do they
I think
change
they outlawed it.
Outlawed it.
They did.
It's illegal?
The Indian outlawed it.
They kicked you out of the stadium?
Yeah,
I don't think
you're allowed to do it.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I don't know that they outlawed it. I've been thinking they frown on it.
Did they change their name?
No, they're still the Braves, but they're
But
the Braves is okay.
But the Indians are the Guardians.
Let's just not do the thing.
Who do you think will be next to change their name?
I'm just busting your balls, Mr. Boss. He's like, sorry, I didn't realize. Just because we're from Kansas City, you think it's a Kansas City thing.
What?
The Tomahawk Chop.
Oh, right.
Right,
yeah.
But it is like, Florida State,
and
the Braves did it.
Braves.
Yeah.
So who do you think's next to change their name? The Braves?
I was trying to think.
I mean, Florida State? You think the Chiefs could be next?
I think they could be close.
You think part of that is because there's so much attention on them because of Mahomes? Yeah, I've thought about that. Like, there's just so much.
I mean, everybody talks
about it.
Every
game is on national TV now. Everyone sees everyone doing the Tomahawk Chop. You know, I don't know.
I mean, Washington was a more popular franchise for a long time, so they've been getting the heat for a long time. Plus, their name
was terrible.
It was worse.
Way worse. Yeah.
I mean, the Chiefs is bad. Don't get me wrong.
Bad.
People are going to get mad at me. But it was not as bad as, the Redskins,
that was
for
bad.
Christ's sake.
That was
it was
bad. I will just say, I don't have a problem with the Chiefs' name, but I understand why people do.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm willing. Like, I get it. Does it offend me? No.
No, of course not.
Why would it, I guess? But I understand why it offends people, and you know, it's, I know that they're changing names across the country.
I think it'll be a while, but I think they might change it.
Yeah, I really thought the Braves might have already done it.
Yeah, the Seminoles won't.
You don't think they will?
The Florida State won't because they got.
Because it's on Seminole. They're on like Seminole,
right, and they have like the Seminole tribe shows up to the games. Right. Like they embrace it, like. It's a university
there's
that
a
we're
reason.
Part of.
There's a reason for it. It's Seminole country, right?
But I went to Eastern Michigan. They were the Hurons, which was the same thing, an Indian tribe. Hell, they changed that when my sister was there.
Really?
Yeah, it's the Eagles.
Because they thought it was offensive?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I feel
like that was 1990-something.
Yeah. The FDA says, guess what? There's two, not one, but two COVID vaccines.
The Food and Drug Administration yesterday approved the new COVID vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna.
Yes.
It's the third time the vaccines have been updated to match circulating strains since the original series. The shot should be available within days. The approval comes as a number of people testing positive for COVID is once again on the rise.
Yeah, I keep seeing that people have COVID again, and I... Like, how many years, is this just, we talk about this the rest of our lives? Do they, is it, says it like replace the flu is what we talk about?
Like, is this like a flu shot now? Like, it's always going to be there?
Right. I mean, I know we talked about it during COVID. Like, oh, is this just going to become part of our lives? But this whole thing of like, there's a COVID, there's a new COVID vaccine and COVID numbers are rising. I don't remember people saying like flu numbers are rising. You didn't hear that very often. But you still.
It could be, I'm just trying to play devil's advocate a little bit when I listen to you. You could hear, like, this could be the worst flu season ever.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember hearing that, like, you know, flu season is going to be worse this year than last year, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've heard that.
But did you think...
What I haven't ever heard is, like, there'll be less flu this year.
Right. No, when they talk about the vaccine, they talk about this is a bad...
Right.
But I just feel like I hear about COVID more. I'm surprised that they're saying that's only the third update. If you asked me how many vaccines there's been since the original...
How many I've had?
I
had four.
Really? You had a bunch of them?
Well, I had the first one.
And then the
booster?
I think
I've had all three.
I had the first one and a booster.
And then the last time I went in, they said, you can't get shingles and COVID at the same time, so pick one.
Oh, yeah. Shingles can be...
So I was like, well, just do COVID. I don't know.
I heard shingles.
I know shingles is painful, but...
Yeah.
I don't know anything about vaccines. I don't care. I'm a Kennedy guy. So, like, don't get up my ass. But while I'm in the doctor's office, I'm like, well, just shoot one of them. And people are like, oh, you don't know what you're putting in your body. I'm like, I don't know what I'm putting on my body on a Tuesday night. So
right.
This guy says, if this guy, who whatever, I don't care.
I know.
He's like, pick one. We're going to give you one. I'm like, well, I've heard shingles hurts. I heard COVID kills you. I mean, give me the one that won't kill me.
Yeah.
I can deal with the pain.
Shingles sucks.
I've heard the shingles vaccine, you got to, like, take a day off work. Like, you actually have, a lot of people have a reaction to it that bad that you can't even go to work. I don't know.
Well, I didn't get it.
I love it when people say, you don't know what's in that thing. Don't you care about what you put in your body? Do you know me at all?
Right. Look at how many chemicals I've put in my body.
Right. Yeah. And how many prescription drugs and everything else. And now you're saying suddenly I'm worried about this thing?
Mm-mm.
You can be worried about it. I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah, it's fine. Right.
I am just not.
I smoke cigarettes.
Right.
I have no idea what are in those things.
Right.
I know they say it's horrible for you.
The same pharmaceutical companies that make the shots probably make the pills I'm eating every day.
Right.
So, yeah, go ahead. Shoot me up.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
All right, we're going to finish doomscrolling here in a little bit. I'm going to tell you how to make yourself safer. This is very important because someone is trying to harm you or take your stuff.
Oh, no.
It's happening across the country. Yeah. They might be trying to steal my stuff. I don't have anything, really. Well, they might be there right now taking your cats. You don't know.
I wish they'd take two of those goddamn things.
Well, I'm going to tell you how to prevent that from happening.
From people dropping off their cats and making me take care of them?
They really could, I guess. It might help with that,
too. I like that, if you don't mind.
Also, we got to talk about this chimp documentary on HBO and all the controversy behind it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about it next.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill
the order of hornets.
Whoopies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo! All right, doom scroll, newsman.
Newsman. Wow, thank you. Must be Friday. I have good news for you.
Oh, you don't?
Yes, I do.
Bad news.
Don't be negative. Come on. That vodka's supposed to make you feel better. You should be in a good mood.
I'm angry. I want to fight someone.
You got a chicken wrap?
Turkey sandwich.
Yeah. Plus, I gave you those allergy pills. You should be... Should be feeling
pretty
good.
That's why I feel hammered. I forgot I took those.
Yeah. Be careful.
I kicked in that
Yeah, those allergy pills will get you.
I'm never hungry.
It does make you hungry. I asked you to get me some food while you were in the break room. It does make you hungry.
I was like, man, I went over to the kitchen to get a Red Bull, and I was like, I'm starving.
Yeah.
Which I just, not that I don't eat a lot, but I don't.
During the day, I don't usually eat. Yeah. Do you want some allergy pills, Snow Cone? Stop on by later. We'll get you some.
Yeah, I'll take some.
So good news, I think. You too. You're a fan.
Yeah.
They
Sunday,
are
Bloody Sunday.
They have made the announcement. They are circling back to do the Sphere again.
Mm.
And I really can't. I'm not, again, trying to sound like I'm bragging. I saw that.
Do your father-in-law to get me my kids'
tickets. No kidding. But
will he do that?
Maybe.
He
might. He might. I'll ask him. But I will say this. I really do think, all joking aside, you should, if you can, find one of those shows. Find a way to get to Vegas and see that show. Now, I didn't see you two, but just seeing something at the Sphere, and everyone who saw you two at the Sphere said it was great. I would imagine it's great.
I miss you two show. I heard it was amazing.
Yeah.
If you missed it, 40 sold-out shows at the Sphere. We have great news. The band's bringing their epic experience back, revealing an immersive concert film is headed to the Sphere. How cool is that?
Huh. That's great.
So you missed it. Your friends have said it's immersive. It's amazing,
it's
right?
The best show they've ever seen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it opens in Las Vegas on September 5th.
Now, I'm thinking this will be cheaper because I think they filmed this like partially while they were doing their shows, right?
Uh-huh.
So I would think that it'll be a little bit cheaper since you're watching this immersive film. But the truth of the matter is
the band not there?
I don't think the band is doing. I think they're just doing the movie. Well, I could be wrong. I thought they were saying that they made this film because I'd heard they were making a film, and now they're going to show it there. One of the things they do at the Sphere, like throughout the week, is you can go there and watch some movie that they have that's made for the Sphere. But if that's what you two did here, whether they're there or not. Either way, it involves you too. You like you too.
I do.
And it involves the Sphere. They made this thing for the Sphere. You really should go. I would go with you. I don't think that sweetens the deal for you any. So,
it does.
I'm just saying,
I like spending time with you.
I'm just saying.
Especially when we're not here. One of my favorite things is spend time with you.
I'm just saying that's how serious
I am. You watch college football this weekend together?
I probably can't.
Why?
Because my mom. She's not doing so well. She needs some help.
Well, she doesn't need help all weekend.
She kind of does.
You're going to be there all weekend?
Well, my sister's supposed to come into town at some point to help with some stuff, but I don't know when she gets here. So,
well, can your girlfriend come over?
Maybe, yeah. You can give her a call. I'm not sure what she's up to. I thought she might come help me, but she might rather go over
free.
To your place.
I'm hang out.
I'm good. I'd rather be lonely.
Okay.
Look up tickets. Use your contacts. You still have friends in the industry. Find three tickets to go see this U2 movie at the Sphere and go.
Okay.
Seriously, I really think you're not going to regret it. And anyone listening, I would say go. If you haven't seen a show there, go. I am setting up a separate little account that I put a little bit of money to. I already started it. I went into my little profile thing at work, and I said, all right, here's a new account. I'm just going to put a little bit of money in there, each paycheck, and it's literally so that we can go see another show at the Sphere again sometime.
Really?
Dude, I'm telling you, it's the coolest thing I've ever seen. You heard Hoda. She said the same thing, that they said it's the coolest thing. Isn't that her name?
Who the hell's Hoda?
Good
Hoda
Morning
Cobby.
America, Today Show.
Yeah, Hoda Kotb.
One of those. Yeah, she said the
Hoda
same
who?
Thing. Great show.
It's Hoda Kotb, right?
Hoda Cosby?
Hoda Kotb. She did the Olympics, too, right? She's on the network all the time. You've seen her.
Yeah, you recognize her.
I don't watch anything with sports on TV or documentaries.
Well, she was on the Olympics, so. Anyhow,
I said sports, not women's sports.
Okay, speaking of sports, not women's sports.
Mm-hmm.
As we mentioned earlier, college football getting ready to happen.
Florida State, Georgia Tech.
Yeah, but where in Dublin?
Dublin, Ireland. Famous for music, museums, whiskey, and this week, college football. Florida State University will take on Georgia Tech. The ACC matchup drawing 25,000 American fans to Ireland. 10th-ranked FSU playing their first ever game overseas.
Have you been abroad before?
I have not, so this is my first time. So I took a video of myself, putting a stamp on the passport and everything. Yeah, so I'm excited.
Florida State, the favorites.
That was the Florida State quarterback. I don't know who he is. They said he's good.
DJU.
That's the quarterback of Florida State?
DJU.
You know his name?
Of course I do. He was at Clemson, and he transferred to Oregon State, and now
Jesus.
He's at Florida State.
Why aren't you doing college football radio?
Because no one, I don't know why.
There's got to be a college football radio satellite station or something, podcast. I mean, that.
Because I like this.
Who do you think that?
There's no one, I promise you, there's no one. Maybe Joel Klatt knows as much as me about college football.
That's what
Not
I was going to ask.
Okay. Not more. I'm being honest.
I mean, I just played you a voice of the quarterback of Florida State. I know you're saying like a lot of people know that. No, they don't.
A lot of people know who DJ U is.
Yeah, but...
DJ Ugula Whaley or something. So they just call him DJ U.
Okay.
I'm sure Joel Klatt can pronounce it, but...
I get it. College football fans might know who he is. But there's also people who probably call themselves college football fans who are like, oh, yeah, what's that guy's name? I know. Yeah. You knew it immediately. It's not your team, and you know quite a bit more. Sure. So it sounds like you knew who his babysitter was when he was 14. You should be doing something with
college football. I'm good at it. Yeah. I know it.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what I do with it is I gamble on it and I win money. Yeah. I'm excited to get my FanDuel back to go.
Well, that's the thing.
Baseball's so hard to bet. It's just so hard to bet.
Dude, if we go to Vegas, we can bet sports in the sports book at the casino, and then we can walk over and see the U2 movie. That would be a good weekend, right? Be really good. Yeah. I think you have to stay at the Venetian, maybe. You don't have to, but I think that's the one that connects to it. But just, we could go, sit there, bet. You can bet online now on your phone, but something about betting at the sportsbook.
Mr. Boston said, my wife is watching a live stream of the Irish pub in Ireland, and they just started doing the Chiefs Tomahawk Chop.
Yeah, that's the Florida State.
It's Florida State Tomahawk Chop.
Yeah, I heard it too. I knew that it was Florida State.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know yet that Florida State was one plane. As soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, it's Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
The Braves don't do it anymore, right?
No,
do
they, I think they outlawed it.
Outlawed it.
They did.
It's illegal?
The Indian outlawed it.
They kicked you out of the stadium?
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to do it.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I don't know that they outlawed it. I've been thinking they were like, they frown on it.
Did they change their name?
No, they're still the Braves, but they're
okay.
Like, yeah.
But
the Braves are okay.
But the Indians are the Guardians.
Let's just not do the thing.
Who do you think will be next to change their name?
I'm just busting your balls, Mr. Boss. He's like, sorry, I didn't mean, like, I'm just because we're from Kansas City. You think it's a Kansas City thing?
What?
The Tomahawk Chop.
Oh, right.
Right,
yeah.
But it is like, you know, Florida State.
And
you know, the Braves did it. Yes. Yeah.
So who do you think's next to change their name? The Braves?
I was trying to think.
I mean, Florida State? You think the Chiefs could be next?
I think they could be close.
You think part of that is because there's so much attention on them because of Mahomes? Yeah, I've thought about that. Like, there's just so much.
I mean, everybody talks
about
it.
Every game is on national TV now. Everyone sees everyone doing the Tomahawk Chop. You know, I don't know. That
I mean, Washington was a more popular franchise for a long time, so they've been getting the heat for a long time. Plus, their name
was terrible.
It was worse.
Way worse. Yeah.
I mean, the Chiefs is bad. Don't get me wrong.
Bad.
People are going to get mad at me. But it was not as bad as, like, you know, the Redskins,
that was
for
bad.
Christ's sake.
That was bad. I will just say, I don't have a problem with the Chiefs' name, but I understand why people do.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I get it. Does it offend me? No.
No, of course not.
Why would it, I guess? But I understand why it offends people, and, you know, I know that they're changing names across the country.
I think it'll be a while, but I think they might change it.
Yeah. I really thought the Braves might have already done it.
Yeah, Seminoles won't.
You don't think they will?
The Florida State won't because they got...
because it's on Seminole. They're on, like, Seminole.
Right, and
they
have, like, the Seminole tribe shows up to
the games.
Right. Like, they embrace it. Like, it's a university
There's a reason for it. It's Seminole country, right?
But I went to Eastern Michigan. They were the Hurons, which was the same thing, an Indian tribe. Hell, they changed that when my sister was there.
Really?
Yeah, it's the Eagles.
Because they thought it was offensive?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I feel
no,
like...
No, that was 1990-something.
Yeah. The FDA says, guess what? There's two, not one, but two COVID vaccines.
The Food and Drug Administration yesterday approved the new COVID vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna.
Yes.
It's the third time the vaccines have been updated to match circulating strains since the original series. The shot should be available within days. The approval comes as a number of people testing positive for COVID is once again on the rise.
Yeah, I keep seeing that people have COVID again, and like, how many years is this? Just we talk about this the rest of our lives? Says it like replace the flu? Is what we talk about?
Like, is this like a flu shot now? Like, it's always going to be there?
Right. I mean, I know we talked about it during COVID. Like, oh, is this just going to become part of our lives? But this whole thing of like, there's a new COVID vaccine and COVID numbers are rising. I don't remember people saying like flu numbers are rising. You didn't hear that very often. But you still
could be. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate a little bit when I listen to you. You could hear, like, this could be the worst flu season ever.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember hearing that, like, you know, flu season is going to be worse this year than last year, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've heard that.
But did you feel
like... What I haven't ever heard is, like, there'll be less flu this year.
Right. No, when they talk about the vaccine, they talk about this is a bad
strain. Right, yeah.
But I just feel like I hear about COVID more. I'm surprised that they're saying that's only the third update. If you asked me how many vaccines there's been since the original...
How many I've had?
I
had four.
Really? You had a bunch of them?
Well, I had the first one.
And then the booster?
I think I had all three.
I had the first one and a booster.
And then the last time I went in, they said, you can't get shingles and COVID at the same time, so pick one.
Oh, yeah, shingles can be...
So I was like, well, just do COVID. I don't know.
I heard shingles
is painful, but...
Yeah.
I don't know anything about vaccines. I don't care. I'm a Kennedy guy. So don't get up my ass. But while I'm in the doctor's office, I'm like, well, just shoot one of them. And people are like, oh, you don't know what you're putting in your body. I'm like, I don't know what I'm putting on my body on a Tuesday night. So
right.
This guy says, if this guy, who whatever, I don't care.
I know.
He's like, pick one. We're going to give you one. I'm like, well, I've heard shingles hurts. I heard COVID kills you. I mean, give me the one that won't kill me.
Yeah.
I can deal with the pain.
Shingles sucks.
Man. I've heard the shingles vaccine, you got to, like, take a day off work. Like, you actually have, a lot of people have a reaction to it that bad that you can't even go to work. I don't know.
Well, I didn't get it.
I love it when people say, you don't know what's in that thing. Well, don't you care about what you put in your body? Do you know me at all?
Right.
Like, look at what I eat.
How many chemicals I put in my body?
Right. Yeah. And how many prescription drugs and everything else? And now you're saying suddenly I'm worried about this thing?
Mm.
You can be worried about it. I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah, it's fine, right.
I am just not.
I smoke cigarettes.
Right.
I have no idea what are in those things.
Right.
I know they say it's horrible for you.
The same pharmaceutical companies that make the shots probably make the pills I'm eating every day.
Right.
So, yeah, go ahead. Shoot me up.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
All right, we're going to finish doomscrolling here in a little bit. I'm going to tell you how to make yourself safer. This is very important because someone is trying to harm you or take your stuff.
Oh, no.
It's happening across the country. Yeah. They might
take my stuff.
I don't
have anything, really.
Well, they might be there right now taking your cats. You don't know.
I wish they'd take two of those goddamn things.
Well, I'm going to tell you how to prevent that from happening.
From people dropping off their cats and making me take care of them?
They really could, I guess. It might help with that, too.
I like that, if you don't mind.
Also, we got to talk about this chimp documentary on HBO and all the controversy going
right,
on.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about it next.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Your mom's vagina work?
Come on.
It was what we were talking about off the air. I didn't know.
We're on air now, though.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'm just saying, I didn't know that your mother's vagina worked.
It does. It's
like clockwork?
I'm just saying it's, you know, it's sometimes
it
when
you
get older.
To do.
Yeah. No assistance needed. Does that make sense?
Right. So this monkey show or whatever.
Chimps. It's about chimps.
Your mama got a tail?
Chimp crazy.
Not as far as I know.
Okay. You ever seen her in the shower?
I mean, I've given her full body massages.
You have?
Tail there?
Never seen.
Hold on, you've given her a full body massage?
No, of course I haven't.
Oh, I thought he's being serious.
Why would I be serious?
I don't know.
You're the one who said you wanted to do that, Jim.
I never said that. Okay, and you're not allowed to talk about my mom right now. So, moving on.
But you did say that.
He did say that.
Chimp crazy.
And he had said he would have sex with a seal.
That is true.
I did not say I'd have sex with a seal. I said I'd have sex with a woman who had a seal's face. That is not the same thing. It's like if you get plastic surgery and a face swap and they put a seal's face on your face, you're not a seal.
You said if a woman walked in here...
And she was a 10.
We're going to go through this again.
And she was a 10.
She's a 10,
but she has an actual seal's head.
With hair, we said. She's got human hair.
But a seal's head. Her head
seal's
is a
face,
seal.
A face, a seal's face. Yes. And if she turns around, though, it still looks just like her, but from the back,
she's
got her hair.
But then if she does turn around, she's a seal.
She's got a seal's face.
She's a seal.
And you said you would not have sex with
no,
her.
No, I call the police.
Oh, the police. Yeah, that's real nice.
I call somebody.
That's real nice.
There's a seal in here.
It's not a seal. It's a woman with a seal's face.
No, a seal's head.
A seal's face. She's still got the hair and everything, remember?
Yeah, that was
still
part of the deal. Head.
It's a, okay, well, so if you shaved her head, there's rubber seal skin under there. Fine, but she's got hair, so it doesn't matter. She's got seal ears, I guess. I don't know if they have ears. So that's
she had hair.
She had hair. I don't remember if we said, I'm pretty sure you said she could talk, so.
No, she sounds like a seal.
No. We did not say that she was going, arr. We did not say
that. What if she does?
Well, I mean, we can hook up. But is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Probably, I'm not going to marry her, but.
Well, were you going to marry the seal person before?
If she talks. You said she's a 10. This is so stupid. I don't know why people get such a kick out of this. Because if you really think about it, guys.
It's ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous that anyone would say no to
Sydney Sweeney. Sydney Sweeney. But she comes in to this room, and it's Sydney Sweeney from the neck down. But her head is that of a seal.
Her face.
Actual seal. Her entire head.
Okay, but she got
is
hair.
A seal, but she's got hair.
So from behind, you can't tell
you
that
can.
It's not her.
It's Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah. But when she turns
but
around,
when she turns around
seal
she has a seal's face.
Right. And I said, yes.
Yeah, you'd have sex with her.
Yes. It's so stupid, of course, and you guys would too.
No,
you take something
wouldn't.
Right now. Let me say something
would
right
you
now.
Have sex with a seal face? Right
I don't
now.
Care what
man.
He says.
Even if I wanted to, I couldn't.
Oh man, listen.
And she turned around, she's like,
okay.
Spitting a ball on her nose.
Okay.
Giving her little sardines.
Obviously, we're doing
this. Come here, Sidney the Seal.
Since we're doing this.
Sidney the Seal.
The power goes out.
Somebody Photoshop that for me. Sidney Sweeney with a dolphin's face.
Listen. They've already done it. We've had a Photoshop picture sent. Listen. Your car breaks down. You're here alone. Okay.
And a seal comes up to me?
No. Listen to me. You're here alone at night. Your car's broken down. You're waiting for an Uber. It's 45 minutes away for some reason. It's a busy night. The lights are off. There's no one else in the building that you know of. Sydney Sweeney comes in, but she's got a seal's face.
Okay? No, not like it. I want to make sure. It is a seal's head.
Okay.
Because a seal's face, she could be wearing a mask or whatever, or she's unattractive.
She's got a seal's head with hair.
It's an actual mammal.
Seal's
the
head.
The seal.
It's a seal's head.
The seal's head has been cut off a seal and put onto her.
With her hair.
But she's got hair on, but it's a seal's head. It's as big as a seal's head.
Yes.
It looks like a seal's head. It is not like she has seal face or horse face or something. And she's just unattractive.
Yes, it's a seal's face.
It's a little rubbery seal's head.
Face. Yes, okay.
Right, it's an actual seal.
And there,
whiskers.
And yeah, the whiskers, the whole
okay.
thing.
Okay, and she walks in, and there's a guy with her, okay?
Yeah.
And listen.
What's his head look like?
The guy says, he's a normal guy.
Wait, why's the guy there?
Because listen. He says, listen.
He's a normal guy, he's got duck feet.
There's always a ditty in your scenario.
No, just listen.
He says, can he have duck feet?
This guy comes
in. He's got totally normal, but he walks in. He's got no shoes on and legit duck feet.
Listen, this guy comes in. He says, listen, my name's Kyle.
What up, Kyle?
He said, this is Sydney. I'm her assistant, okay?
Oh.
We're waiting for a ride. And you're like, oh, weird. Me too. And then
okay,
he says,
that's not what I. That's
just,
not,
just listen.
But hold on. That's not the first thing I think is weird.
I understand.
I'm like, she's a seal.
I understand.
Kyle.
But you're not going to go, like, oh my God, when she walks in, because you're an adult.
Yes,
you're
an
adult.
You're
an
adult, okay.
Okay, you probably have some expression on your face that would be impossible to hide. But listen, he says, we're waiting for a ride. I'm going to go get her something to drink. Do you mind if she waits here for a minute? And because you're polite, you say, okay. Now, when he leaves, okay, she
Kyle
looks
leaves.
At you. Kyle leaves.
Kyle waddles off
Kyle
with his duck feet.
He's a human. He
but
walks
he's got
out.
Duck feet.
No, he's just a normal person. He walks
out. Why does he
out.
Have duck feet?
He's her assistant, okay? Why would he have duck feet? So he leaves.
Why does she have a seal
He's
head?
Going to get her, because she had a face transplant. He's going to get a Clif Bar or whatever, okay?
All right.
She looks
so
at
he
you.
He waddles off.
She looks at you. You're kind of freaked out. I get
course,
that. She's got a seal face.
Head.
But
can
she stands
talk?
Up. She, in the original thing, she could talk. We okay. said she could talk. So she should be able to talk because originally that was part of my stipulation. So she says, hey, hi, how are you?
And so you're what is thinking, Kyle there for?
And you're thinking, he's her assistant. She's a famous celebrity.
Oh, okay.
So then, do we know her because she's in movies?
She's in Euphoria. So then she says, hey, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. Thanks for letting me sit here. You're trying to be polite. And then all of a sudden, she starts taking her clothes off. She turns around. She drops her pants, okay? Listen to me. Here's her hair back here. Yeah. She drops her pants. Her breasts are out, okay? She turns around and comes over. And
with the seal face.
Yeah, stop it. So come, she's not doing that. And she gets on your lap. And she gets on your lap. She comes up to you like this, okay?
Yeah.
Rear.
I don't know what a lap dance is.
Yeah. So she comes up to you this way.
Right.
You're
does
telling me. You're
you
no. She does the face. You've said that. She comes back like she's going to give you a lap dance, and now she's naked. You're telling me that when she goes to sit her Sydney Sweeney ass on your lap, that you're not going to reach around and start touching her boobs, and it leads to sex. Of course, it leads to sex. So the answer to that is yes. I guess I would have sex with someone who has a seal's head because of course you would too. You would too.
I don't think.
You think that you would say no to her? She drops.
I don't think it would get that far.
She takes her clothes off.
I don't think it would get. I'm being honest. I don't think it would get that far.
I'm saying if she
I
asked,
think I would.
What if she said, "I'm just so horny"? She takes her clothes off and goes like this.
I would call a doctor.
Call
for
a
me.
Doctor.
I would
call
be like, something's
doctor.
Happened.
Call a doctor.
There's a dude named Kyle here. He's got duck feet.
She
There's
can
a
tell
woman
you
with a seal's head.
She tells you, "Listen, sorry, a chimp ripped my head off, and I had and they didn't have any human transplants, so I
but
got
I'll
a seal.
Get one in a few months.
I'll get one later, but for now, I got this." And then she got her clothes off, and she's coming in like this
if
from behind.
She, all right, wait, hold on a second. The answer's no, but if she did come with that story that her head was ripped off, but her head that she used to have would be back in a week, like it was like...
Well, be somebody's.
And then, right.
We'll get another human bun.
No, but if it was hers, like, I'm going to get my old head back, then I may be in for the long game.
Mm.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you would, now you're thinking, right? Now, okay, so I had sex with her when she had a seal's head.
So you did have sex with her when she had a seal's head.
She probably is going to come back to me with her normal head.
So you did have sex with her with the seal's head.
Well, you didn't put in that other stipulation that she could get a new head.
All I needed to know is that you had sex with her with the seal's head, which I knew you would. Because, of course, you would. And so would you, Snowcone.
Would you?
Absolutely.
All right, so we've always said no. But if she said, I'm going to get my normal head back, and then I'll be in love with you. You do that, right?
Well, what's the question now? Is it I'd have to her right there?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Or not, like,
while she's got the seal's face.
With...
While she's got the seal's face, you gotta...
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking, yeah.
Right. I
if
mean,
I'm
you're gonna
able
do...
to.
Oh,
yeah. If I'm
finally.
Able to,
it only took
know...
10 years.
Wait, you added
finally...
the stipulation that
yeah,
we would then be able
different.
To have
oh,
sex with
you guys can have whatever stipulations you want. The point is, you'd have sex with Sydney Sweeney if she had a seal's head. That's all I needed to know. The answer is yes, you would. It would not stop you. There are other things that might stop you. For in your case, it's if she's going to have a seal's head forever. Okay, whatever. But in that moment, you are going to have sex with her with that seal's head. So there you go. Congratulations.
If Kyle said, I have her other head.
All right.
It'll
and
be
I'm
back
going,
on
all right,
that's right. He's the assistant, and I'm going to attach it tomorrow. I'd be like, all right, let's go. Let's yeah. figure this out.
All right, what about this? Her face gets ripped off by a chimp, okay?
Okay.
They give her a face plant strand with mine because I died in a motorcycle accident, okay? So she's got my face, but she shaves, you know, but she's got my face. And you worked with me for years, but it's Sydney Sweeney. Now, it's just my face. It was a face transplant. You've seen those face transplants, and it does look like me. I mean, it's my face. You've seen that face a million times, but it's now Sydney Sweeney. Would you?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, I couldn't. Like, I physically couldn't.
Physically couldn't.
Well, the thing that needs to happen for
all
me
right,
to do that
all right,
would not
you're
happen.
Actually, all right. So what you're asking is, I'll just ask you, would you have sex with a sexy me?
Yeah, basically, if I was as sexy as Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, like a real sexy me, would you have
yeah,
sex
and
with?
I had her hair and her body and her
I'm
figure.
I'm asking you, would you have sex with a sexy me?
Yes, if you had Sydney Sweeney's
yeah, Sydney
figure,
Sweeney's
hair,
sexy
and
body, yeah.
Yes, of course
if I
would.
I just walked in
and
here.
And so would you.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Yeah, you still haven't heard about the chimp. Who cares about the chimp?
That was my fault last time, I'm sorry.
What's wrong with the chimp? What happened to the chimp?
Oh, they made a chimp documentary on HBO with the guy that did Tiger King.
And why are people upset?
Because the woman who came to star in it is not actually the woman who owns the property. She's like a volunteer that came to help this other woman because she's a chimp lover, too. And she agreed to be in this documentary. But what this guy did, no animal owners, exotic animal owners, want to have anything to do with that guy from Tiger King, right? Because they saw what happened and they don't want to be made to look bad. They don't want their animals taken away. So what this documentary filmmaker did was he got a proxy guy. He got a different guy, basically an actor, to pretend like he was the one making the documentary and went and lied to these people. And this guy really did. The guy who's the actor, quote unquote, he went to Barnum & Bailey's college or whatever, circus college. He was a clown, traveled with the circus. So he's got that as a background and tells him, oh, no, I love you guys. I'm making this documentary. And she claims now that she asked, does this movie have anything to do with the Tiger King guy? And that he told her no.
It's all been crazy and tough. I wear my heart on my sleeve.
Many also critical of how the documentary was made. Director Eric Good showcasing how he hired a proxy director to work with the chimp owners so they wouldn't know he was behind the series.
When they approached me, I asked specifically, are you sure this has no connection with Eric Good, Good Entertainment, Tiger King? And they swore to me it had none.
But I'm willing to bet she signed something that said it did. That's how Sacha Baron Cohen got all those interviews. You got those contracts. If you actually read the fine
print. So who's mad? Like...
Some people are mad
who
about...
Who are some of the people?
The people they were interviewing were documentary makers. I don't know who they were, but they were saying, look, there's a code of ethics when you make documentaries. You're supposed to be telling the truth. And if you're trying to tell the truth based off this original lie, then it's, you know, breaking some sort of unspoken rule in the world of documentaries. They seem upset. The people who own exotic animals, of course, are upset, but I don't know that many people who own exotic animals. And look... You're in love with these chimps. I have no doubt that these women love these chimps. You guys will watch the show and you'll agree. But the chimps needed to go. They could not afford to take care of these chimps. They didn't have enough room for these chimps. It's very depressing. They need to get these chimps out of there. Anyway, it's called Chimp Crazy. Watch it.
I'll watch it.
That's it. Coming up, I got a story for you, man.
Are we done yet?
No. I got to tell you.
It's Friday.
I got to back that ass up.
We're almost done, right?
No, not quite.
What?
No.
Jesus.
I'm gonna back that ass up coming up.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
Wait, somebody buying a go-pack? Is that what's happening there?
Yeah, I think so.
Good.
Mitra-9.com.
If you want to feel better, it's a go-pack. Comes in a thing, pour it in some water, drink it in the morning, and boom. I promise you, you'll feel better all day.
Mitra-9.
I take one every day.
Mitra-9.com. Use the promo code PROBLEMATIC. It's MITRA-9.com. So when have
you... Popflyapparel.com.
Oh, yeah, Popflyapparel.com.
Look good watching sports.
Yeah. EvilAngel.com. I like that porn site a lot. I go there. I think it's a good deal. If you sign up when they say, like, hey, you know what? You don't want us? Here's a cheaper deal. They keep doing it, and you get it for a year for, like, $30. Worth it. Anyway, when have you been a complete and total diva? Look, sometimes, you know, you're in a big radio show. It could go to your head at some point, and you diva out. Everyone's divaed out at some point. They thought, you know what? I don't deserve this, when maybe they did actually deserve it, right? Or at least they were in no position to
work under these conditions.
Yeah. You know, it seems to happen on airplanes more than any other place where you go, that's it. I'm going to tweet at this company and bring down this whole airline. I feel like so.
I would say airlines, I've probably been like, I can't do it. I'm going to try to use my sway.
I did it once. Here. And it
worked. And the other one is when they didn't have air conditioning in here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know there's worse jobs than coming in here with no air conditioning. Like, if I think about it, like, I could be working in a hot kitchen. I could be.
Construction.
Like what I did before here, carrying, you know, drywall up 6 flights of stairs on my back, trying to get 4 of them on.
Working in
so I can make less. But
auto
then I come in here, I'm like, you get the air conditioning fixed. It's too hot. I go home, I'm like, you are such a bitch, man.
That was a good one. Yeah, we divaed about that. And what's so funny about that, too, is that we bitched and moaned for like 3 years about that. And finally, someone bought us a fan and brought it in. We're like, oh, that fixed it.
Friendly teacher on Twitch.
Imagine that. That just fixed it. It's running right now. Friendly teacher, right?
Friendly teacher on Twitch.
Oh, thank you. Twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo.
Such a good fan, friendly teacher. I bought one for my house.
I have one on my house, too.
Yeah, they're nice. So, you guys know Juvenile.
Know him.
He's a fine little woman's back.
I wrote a lot of those songs with him.
I thought you had credits on some of those.
Mm-hmm. We collabed.
So,
did
you guys see the story about him? Page 6. I mean, look, it's all over the place, but I'm looking at page 6 right now. Headline says, back that plane up. Get it? So, Juvenile is on an American Airlines flight. Mm-hmm. This happened, what's today, Friday?
Can you sing any songs for me?
He's a fine little woman, won't you bag that ass up? Damien look good, won't you bag that ass up? He's on an American Airlines flight on Wednesday, and he's in first class, and they say, we're downgrading you to coach, okay? Yeah, there's a song.
There you go.
So he gets upset. He doesn't want to be downgraded to coach, okay?
Well, who does?
And he starts posting a...
Why did they downgrade him to coach?
Well, that's a good question. He starts recording a video of himself, and he says, y'all hear this? He says, you know, they're trying to kick me out of first class here because I'm a celebrity. Oh. Hold on. So listen to this.
I'm gonna get off the plane. I'm not gonna let y'all disrespect me like that. I'm not gonna let y'all choose me out of all the people on the plane and disrespect me. So I'm gonna get off the plane. No. Out of all the people on the plane, y'all pick a celebrity. Out of all the people on the plane, you pick me. Like you don't know who I am. Like, I don't want to hear that. Don't keep saying
him because he's black.
Well, he says because he's a celebrity.
Maybe he's wrong. I think maybe they picked him because he's black.
He's,
I don't think they know who Juvenile is.
Well, that's the funny
part of
the whole
video. Juvenile could be in here right now.
And none of us would know.
I'd be like, who's the new intern?
I mean, he's 49. Right. It's been a while. I haven't seen him in 20 years. You know, he's almost 50 years old now. His real name's Terrius. I know that. Look that up.
That's a good name.
I know. Why would you change that?
He's like the best Tiny Desk
Terrius
concert ever.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did do that NPR thing.
Well, it was anyway, like a Twitter campaign to get him on there.
Yeah, yeah. He and his wife, I think her name, I haven't talked to her in a while. Shadonna, I think is her name. Ooh. He and his wife are already on the plane.
Belladonna?
No, Shadonna.
Oh.
I don't know what happened to Belladonna.
I think he married Juvenile.
No. Shadonna Jones, I think, is his wife. So they're already on the flight. They're already on board. It's from New Orleans to Dallas. Flight attendants come up and they say, look, there's a seat change. The wife, she was not asked to switch seats, just him. And you can hear her in that live stream, if you watch his video, saying in defense of her husband, quote, I'm his wife, so how can you downgrade him while I get to stay? Now I'm thinking to myself, well, because women and children first. I mean, that's been going on for a while. They say, we got to downgrade one of you, we'll downgrade the man. That doesn't surprise me. Doesn't make me happy, right? But I mean, that doesn't surprise me at all. Doesn't surprise you. If you're on a flight with a girl and they're like, hey, George Brett needs a seat, they're going to make you move, not the girl.
Yeah, well, I'd tell them to make her move.
Right, you would tell them that, but they'd say, no, sir, we're not making her move. We're making you move. Why? Because you're a man, celebrity man. And we're making
but
you
I don't
move.
Think they picked him because he's a celebrity.
That's what's so funny about the whole thing.
I think they don't know he's a celebrity and they picked him.
He says you ain't.
They would pick somebody else if they knew. They'd be like, hey, let's downgrade someone. Go get that guy in first class 3F and downgrade him. Somebody would be like, yo, that's juvenile. Don't do that. Pick the guy sitting next to him and have him make him downgrade, because we don't want to make juvenile downgrade. If we make juvenile downgrade,
there's gonna be a
scene. He's gonna put it on an Instagram, and then the idiots in Kansas City,
dozens of people,
right, are gonna talk about it and play a song.
Yep, he said, "You ain't gonna put me in no coach. This ain't never happened to me in my life." That's what he said. Yeah. He's never flown coach before. I've never flown first class. What is going on? I mean, back that ass up is okay, but. Jeez, I didn't know you could fly first class the rest of your life and back that ass up. Anyway, he told the American Airlines staffers that they were going to regret doing this.
They do, I bet.
And then he says, I'm a celebrity. There's going to be repercussions for this because I'm going to get off this plane. I'm not going to let y'all disrespect me like that. I'm going to let y'all choose me out of all the people. Sorry, I'm not going to let y'all choose me out of all the people on this plane and disrespect me. So I'm going to get off this plane. You ain't going to disrespect me. Juvenile decides to deplane the flight along with his wife.
Now, they
rather
say
than
why they downgraded him?
And say, well, that's the million-dollar question,
you're
right?
Because you're threatening it a seat?
I didn't say that. I did
you
not
did
say
exactly say that.
I gave a scenario where you're on a plane. And
oh, I thought George Brett needed a seat.
No, I'm giving a scenario where you're on a flight and George Brett gets on a flight and like, Lazo,
but
get
George
out of
here. George Brett wasn't on Juvenile's plane?
No, he wasn't.
Are you sure?
I mean, I'm not sure. No, but I
did
just,
George Brett need a seat on that plane?
I only brought up George Brett as this fake scenario.
Oh, I thought it was.
Where you're with a girl.
But
in
you don't
first
know.
Class.
It could have been George Brett.
I don't know who it was, but yeah. So
someone needed a seat and they wanted Juvenile to leave.
According to Page Six, they say they've learned that Juvenile was not intentionally targeted, but was simply chosen out of all the other passengers via an automated process, one that apparently picks black celebrities. Juvenile did not appear pleased with any explanations, though, as he then posted a second clip on Instagram in which he showed how he frequently travels via American Airlines in first class. He's still really mad, and he says, F*** American Airlines. Yeah. All the money I spent with you bitches, they gonna try and put me in coach, motherfucker. I ain't never flown coach. I feel played. And then he put a caption on there that says, I feel played at American Airlines. Y'all going to bump me to coach after I'm already in my seat? ? So a rep from American Airlines tells Page Six that the issue stemmed from an unplanned change in aircraft that resulted in fewer first class seats than the ones on the plane Juvenile was originally supposed to take.
Did they give you money back?
So they had to switch planes, and this plane didn't have as many first class
seats. I don't know, do they give you money back if that happens?
They'd have to discount
your
coach
class, right?
I don't know,
I'm asking. Like, how do they refund it? To my card?
I don't know, yeah.
Like, I'm already in there, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, I don't love that.
Well,
don't worry about it, kid. We'll put it back on your card. No, you won't.
Well, maybe they give you vouchers. I'll take some of those vouchers. Give me a free flight. We got those before. Remember when a flight
juvenile
was late?
You need a free flight.
That's true, he flies first class.
Flight.
Yeah.
He's juvenile.
It is true, though, that they pick everybody out of first class and, you know, don't pick the celebrity.
An automated.
I don't think you should have
an automated system that oddly picks a black dude.
Picks a black dude with the ball cap and headphones on, right?
Right.
Yeah, we'll just pick him, the guy with the gold chain. Look, his AI is really working well.
Right. Beep, 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 beep. Oh.
He's got a grill.
Oddly enough, it fell on seat 3F where there's a black dude.
With a grill.
Rapping.
Yeah, with a grill and a gold chain and a flat-billed hat.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Think about that. I'd like to know who designed that AI.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
So what happened to the chimp?
We told you about the chimp already.
All right.
The director faked the thing. I got a different thing to tell you about.
Can't wait.
Do you remember Lily Allen?
I do.
You remember her? Isn't her brother in Game of Thrones?
He is. Plays.
Wasn't she married? What's his name?
Stranger Things guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she wrote a song about her brother being a loser, so he went and starred in Game of Thrones. Yeah. Must be nice to be a Nepo baby.
Rushed it.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
She writes a song. This girl writes a song about her brother. She's a pop star,
Alfie.
Pop star.
It's his actual name.
She calls it Alfie, which is his name. Makes a video of him as a puppet walking around the house
smoking weed
and doing nothing. Mm-hmm. Calls him a loser.
Yep.
So he goes out and gets a huge role in the biggest series of all time.
And he's easily one of the best actors in it.
It's crazy, man. It's all about who you know, Laszlo. It's all about who you know.
Love Leon.
I don't know Lily Allen, but I did see a story about her. People are pissed.
At Lily Allen?
Oh, Ellen DeGeneres level pissed. They are pissed.
Really pissed
at Lily Allen. Now, knowing Laszlo, he might not be so pissed. I don't know. What do you think?
I think he'll say, I know the way he feels about people that are obsessed with
these things.
Yeah.
And so he'll say, look, okay, I don't get it, but
I don't think he's gonna be
must
pissed.
Be wrong. Okay, we'll see. Well, we'll see how pissed you are at Lily Allen in a second.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Lily Allen.
Yeah, Lily Allen. She's a pop star, British pop star, and she's under fire right now. Because, you know, she's on podcast. Everyone's on a podcast. And she confessed.
We're on a podcast.
Yeah, I know. By the way,
Church of Laszlo, you can get it available on the Odyssey app. I'm reading this because Snow don't put it down for me.
Please, thank you.
On the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple, or ETC.
ETC.
Yes, and we have a separate podcast called Toxic and Problematic, and there'll be a new episode of that this weekend as well. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk to a... Sex coordinator.
Intimacy coordinator.
Intimacy coordinator. I couldn't think of it.
Sexographer.
Yeah.
Sexographer. That was
the choreographer, right?
For movies.
The photographer. Lily Allen. She's a pop star.
Yeah.
And she was on a podcast, and she admitted to something that maybe she shouldn't have admitted to. This is according to Page Six again. All I do, I guess, is sit here and read Page Six. Actually, this is Snow Cone's story, so... Mm-hmm. You know, it's just coincidence. But the singer confessed on the Miss Me podcast Thursday that she took her puppy, Mary, back to the animal shelter.
Mm.
Quote, we actually did adopt a dog together already, the 39-year-old said of herself and her husband, David Harbour, presumably speaking about their 2021 Animal Haven adoption. Quote, but then it ate my passport, so I took it back to the home.
Yeah.
Allen, who is the mother of daughters Ethel, 12, and Marnie, 11, with ex Sam Cooper, clarified, she ate all three of our passports. She didn't eat the puppy. The puppy ate the... Trust me, I thought I was about to say she ate... Look, I didn't take it back, I ate it. She ate all three of the passports, so it's not just one passport. Yeah, she ate all of them.
And then they were like, forget it.
They had our visas in there, and I can't tell you how much it costs to get everything replaced, she said. It was in COVID.
You can't have a puppy that eats stuff.
It was in COVID, so it was just an absolute logistical nightmare. She noted, the father of my children lives in England. I couldn't get them back to see their dad for like 4 months or 5 months because this effing dog had eaten our passports.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
People don't like it when you adopt a dog and take it back, especially for something petty like that. The dog ate your passports. Well, don't put your passports back with the dog toys.
People are furious about it.
Furious.
That's not petty.
That is so petty. The dog didn't know that it was a passport. It didn't know it's a visa.
The dog was not supposed to eat it.
It didn't know. Obviously, it ate it.
Well, then it needs to go back to the home and go to somebody.
No, you train it. It's a puppy. I'm not training it. Puppies chew stuff up.
I don't want a puppy that does that.
Well, then you don't want a puppy. Okay?
I want a dog.
She got a puppy. And if she got a puppy, she should know that puppies chew stuff up sometimes. But you know what? I don't want her to have a dog anyway. I don't think she should. If she took the dog back, that's bad enough. But now you can't get another dog. That's it.
Because you take one dog back, it was a bad dog.
Okay, if it attacked someone and hurt someone, and you took it back, we can talk.
Well, it just kept eating my
stuff. But it ate your passport.
What if it never stopped eating my shoes and stuff?
Too bad.
It's a pain in the ass.
Kennel train it. Dogs can be a pain in the ass, but you took on this responsibility. And by the way, if you are a dog lover...
So now you just don't get a dog.
My dog chews stuff up, and I think it's cute because I'm a dog lover. He can't even get in trouble.
Well, what if you're not? Like, if you're like, oh, I don't like dogs that chew stuff up.
Then you shouldn't have a dog.
But there's probably another dog if I take that dog back.
Yes. You never know what you're going to get. It's
right,
like having a kid.
Then I might get a dog that doesn't eat stuff up, and now that dog has a happy house because we get along.
Yeah. Maybe you have a kid who didn't get good grades. Would you just send him back? Send him to the orphanage?
Hey,
get better grades.
Bad grades?
Yeah. Like, you're annoying. You're getting bad grades. Go to the orphanage. Then the other kid gets good grades. You know, people are different. Dogs are different. It's a puppy, though. Puppies chew stuff up. She took the dog back, and I guarantee she's going to get another dog now if she hasn't already.
That won't chew stuff up, and it'll be happy.
No, it doesn't matter.
And that
the
dog didn't have a home, but now it's going to have a home in Lily Allen's house, which is probably pretty nice.
Yeah, really nice, as long as you mind your piece of juice. Don't act like a dog, because if you act like a dog
around
here...
act like a good dog.
If you act like a dog...
I'll take your ass back.
Don't act like a puppy. If you act like a puppy...
I'll take you back.
Yeah, they'll take you back and drop you off in that cage.
Now come over here and act like a good dog.
Yeah, I'm sure it's great.
I do want a dog.
You don't want a puppy if you don't want something to chew stuff up.
I want a dog.
Okay, well then go get a dog. There's lots of dogs.
I want a dog that's not, you know, just wants to lay around.
Okay, so get an older dog.
Yeah.
We've been over this. Someone listening, I'm sure now, has a dog that they want to get rid of.
Well, now I got two cats. Three cats.
Oh, you got three cats. Yeah. Three cats. I don't think you actually want a dog.
I do want a dog, but
no,
I can't find one that'll be good
with
cats.
I'm saying I know you want one. I'm saying I don't think that you should want one. Just because I know you. Just because you're busy with the kids with sports and all that stuff a lot. Dogs are way different than cats. That it takes a lot of effort. You have to let them outside constantly. You have to walk them every day. It's just they're way more time consuming. Cats are like around and they're happy to be around. Dogs need lots of attention. And just, like, if you go out of town, you have to board them somewhere and pay to have them boarded and all that.
Can't they just stay at home when I'm gone?
They can, yeah, but then you need to get home and let them out because depending on how long you're going to leave them at home, they got to go to the bathroom at some point and they don't pee in a litter box. So you got to let them out and you got to walk them. And then the big thing is if you're going to be gone for like a day or if you're going to be gone for a weekend, then you got to find somebody to take care of them.
How long can they stay alone by themselves?
A few hours.
That's it?
Well, yeah, I mean, you can leave them for like a work day, 8 hours during the day. A lot of people say that's bad and they'd rather take it to a doggy daycare. But I used to leave Jolie at the house for like 7 hours.
She's a guard dog. I would think even if I left for a long time, the dog would be happier in my house than it would in a little cage in a shelter.
Well, they play in a big play area at the dog house.
Yeah, but I'm sure they're happier there.
At your house?
At my house, yeah.
It depends on the dog, yeah. I left my dog at home for like 6 hours, 7 hours during the day, and she was fine. But then after that, when I get home, then I got to play with her. I got to walk her. I got to, you know, do all things. And if I do go out of town, or if we had a concert or something, we got to work, then I got to find someone to take care of her. I got to board her. Mm. And that, you know, 100 and some bucks a night, something like that. Plus, you got to get all their vaccines. Because if you're going to take them to doggy daycare, take them to get boarded, they always have to be up on everything. And there's always more shots that they need, more vet bills. Mm. I just think that you'd be like, you know what? I'm a cat person. But I could be wrong. Maybe you'd rather
like a dog would be good for me.
I think if you had a fence, it would be way better.
Yeah, if I could just let it out. Yes. I need a fence. I can build an inside fence, right?
What do you mean?
Like inside my property line, like a dog fence. Like they say you can't have fences.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
But I thought like if I just have
like a dog
fence,
run?
Yeah, just a fence that's not, you know, doesn't put it just for the dog. I'm sure I could build that.
I mean, you could get an electric fence or whatever. Some people say that's cruel, but they learn pretty quick. Mm-hmm. Most of them. So you could do that. I don't know about the dog run. I don't know what your HOA rules are.
Somebody bring me a dog.
Lazo wants an old dog. He wants a dog that mostly just wants to lay around. What you need is someone elderly who had a dog, and the elderly person got sick or passed away, and now that dog needs a home. Those dogs pop up quite a bit because it happens, you know, people die every day. And a lot of those people had dogs. And a lot of times those dogs are older, and they're set in their ways, and they're lazy, and that's what you need.
There you go, thanks.
You need to go find a widow dog, whatever, whose owner just died. So Liza wants an old dog.
Give
find
me one
an
of
old
your
dog.
Dogs.
You don't want one of my dogs.
Give me Jerry.
Jerry? Who's Jerry?
Oh, Frankie.
Frankie. You can't have Frankie. Frankie's all mine, little Frankie. And he chews stuff, but it's cute. It's real cute. You'll be folding your laundry, and he just grabs your underwear and runs away. He's so cute, you can't ever be mad at him. But that's the thing, because I'm a dog person. If your reaction to that is, God damn it, get over here, then you shouldn't have a dog. You know what I mean? So just think about that at night when you're also thinking about Lindsay Lohan having a tail. Try and work that in there and just imagine.
Are we done yet?
No, we're not done yet. Go smoke a cigarette or something. Jesus, we're not done.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
It never ends, man. I mean, if you had to guess off the top of your head right now, how many people are looking for you because you owe them money? How many are there? Between credit cards? No, just like credit cards that say, hey, it's time to pay. Car payments say it's time to pay.
I'm all right now.
Insurance says it's time to pay.
The first, there'll be a few.
Okay, I mean,
because I am paying it. I'm a payment on time, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Just all those things that
right
say,
now I'm all caught up
on everything.
I think so.
Wow, wow. Listen to this big shot over here.
No,
I'll be caught up on everything over here.
I may be low on my home equity line of credit. What up, Community America?
Shout out. Well, it never ends.
Tell me some slack, man. You guys are always calling.
I think I get caught up. I make some payment. Okay, there you go. You have all my money. Take it. And then I get a letter in the mail that says, hey, asshole, you forgot to pay this. You owe us $4,000. Like, $4,000? For what? For Mayor Q? Like, where is this money going? What are you talking about? I think they're probably going to put me in jail eventually because I've just been like, I don't even know what you're talking about anymore. Where are all these bills coming from? I'm only one person. I'm only a man. I don't even work in this city. I don't even work in this state. What are you talking about? You took my $90,000 house and said it's worth $400,000. And then on top of that, you want to take taxes from the salary that I earn in another state? You don't provide the place where I work. You didn't provide the business. They didn't set up shop there. You did nothing to help with that. Nothing. The only thing I did was help you by buying a house in your crappy city that doesn't have any schools and pay a bunch of taxes so you can still not have any schools. And now you want more money from me?
I thought they changed it.
Who knows? I don't know. But I've never heard someone say, we're going to move there for the schools. I've never heard that.
No, that's for sure.
So anyhow, it never ends. I don't want to talk about how it never ends. I've got a story before we get out of here. It'll be our last thing. that is proof that it just never ends, Laszlo. Okay.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Yo. What?
Sorry about your taxes, in case you know. I was having a pretty good day, but then I was like, man, I feel bad for him. I was all caught up. I don't know.
It never ends, man. Never ends. They're always out there calling. Then I get a letter that says, hey, you need to go to court. I'm like, go to court? Go to court for what? And then it says, unless you call this number. So I call a number, like, yeah, no, you don't. You have to go to court if you give me money. I'm like, who are you? I think I work for the city. I'm like, how do I know that? Like,
what's
my email? And I'm like, your email? Well, and then I look at, you know, it's like Kansas City, whatever. I'm like, what do I owe? And a lot. I'm like, okay, well, I can't pay it. So what do you get? You know, can I go to jail to work this off? Or like, what can I do? He's like, well, you can make payments. So then I make payments. And so then I thought it was paid off. And so then I get another thing says you owe it again. I'm like, who are
what
you?
What is it?
Who are you? It's earnings tax. They want, I thought they ended that. Maybe they didn't. I don't know. No, they didn't end it. I thought our company started paying it out of our checks so we wouldn't have to do it anymore. Everyone who works here who lives in Kansas City, Mo, for all these years, they've had to pay it separately. But our company started taking it out of our checks. So it's like, all right, well, I see it coming out of my check, but then you're telling me that I have to pay it again. There's something going on here because now I'm paying it twice. I didn't want to pay it once.
No.
That's for sure.
Bad.
But paying it twice, you know, really frustrating. So this woman... she passes away. She lives in Texas. She's got an apartment. She's an elderly woman, and she dies. When she dies, that is sad. It's sad when people die, unless it's like Hitler or something, right?
Right, yeah, I'm not
some people.
About that.
Some people, but when your old lady mom dies, grandma dies, that's I'm sure sad. It's probably sad. And this woman died, and now the apartment that she lives in is like, okay, well, she signed a lease, so she is broken her lease now by dying.
No.
And I'm serious, and telling the family, you need to pay us.
No.
And how much is it? $15,000.
They're attacking, coming after the next of kin, who, quite honestly, we loved our mom and we're still grieving, and all they care about is the money. And we went to the apartment complex, spoke with the leasing manager. He told us that he would use the security deposit towards the cleaning and turning over the apartment, and that they would terminate the lease. They want the rest of the... about a year's long worth of rent from a dead person.
No. They better not be. So, first of all, I've never heard of coming after next
to kin. I always wonder about that. What happens like with your credit cards when you die? Do they pay them off, or does the credit card the company just lose?
I think it's a loss.
I don't know.
Do they
take all your assets and then everything that you own and then pay off of that with your assets before anybody else gets in?
If somebody doesn't know.
Does the credit card company get their money before my kids do?
Like St. Elmo's Fire?
Yeah.
Like they come in and take stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. The coming after next of kin seems really weird for an apartment complex or a credit card, but this is what I could see. I could totally see them trying that, and that maybe legally the family has no responsibility to pay it.
Right.
But that these credit card, these debt collectors at least would pretend like they have a right to, you owe it, you know? You've had those debt collectors call, like, well, you go to jail. And I'm
no,
I looked into this, I can't go to jail. Also, I found out that you don't even work for the credit card company. You just do this for a living.
And you bought that
debt. You bought my debt, and now you can...
For like 6 cents.
Yeah. So, they're telling this family you owe $15,676 in this collection notice, and they sent it to the next of kin. So, this is what would make... First of all, that would make me mad to begin with. Mm-hmm. She died. But if they do find a way to mess up these people's credit... Because somehow
I'm sure
the next
they will.
Of kin.
It makes me so
angry.
Dude,
it's ridiculous. And you know what really makes me angry? Is that people sit around and go, you know, in China, they have a social credit system?
Oh.
Yeah. You get a credit score, a social credit score. So do we.
Right.
So do we. When I apply for a job now, they look at my credit score and go, hey, loser.
Your insurance.
We don't want you here. My insurance costs 3 times as much.
And everything goes into it. It's more because you're divorced. What's that? It's a credit
score. See, lower my credit score because I'm divorced.
Right.
And they say, oh, well, you're probably going to get drunk and go look for women.
Your insurance is higher because they're like, oh, you'll be out driving at night now.
Yep, you'll be drunk driving looking for women. It's like, oh, that's so crazy. They have a social credit score.
Without a doubt, it's a social credit score.
It's 100% a social credit score. And what people,
I'm very libertarian, and that to me, it's ridiculous.
What people don't remember is that like this has not been around forever. This is not something that 50 years ago people were dealing with. This is a new. And I understand you need credit to buy stuff because no one makes enough money to pay for anything all at once. But don't pretend like the credit score is not a social credit score. It is a social credit
score. Absolutely
it is. Now, maybe in China they gave you an extra hit because your facial recognition looked like you didn't wear makeup that day. I don't know. But the point is they use it as a social score
and
here.
And we do it the same exact way.
You want to live somewhere?
How many kids do you have? Male, female, divorced, not, never married, right? How many jobs have you had? All that stuff. Are you in debt? Do you have credit?
Yeah.
All those things.
Yeah.
That's a social credit score.
Yeah.
We're taking big factors of your life. Did you work? How much did you make? How much college? Did you go to college? Did you have a GED? Did you finish high school? Whatever it is. All of that is a social credit score. And they're saying, this is where we think you stand in life.
Yep, that's what they're saying. What your work, how safe you are as a person.
Right.
As a risk.
Mm-hmm.
To whether to loan you money or let you live somewhere or to work somewhere.
Right. And if you if you die, then, you know, we're going to come after your family for that money.
And how about this?
Really?
Well, I called one time.
And here's the thing. I get a credit score. I get at least some people. I don't know that people would, but at least somebody would say, well, you spent the money, so they got to get it back. They lent it to you, so you got to get it back. The lady didn't live in the apartment.
Right.
Like, she's dead.
She's dead.
So just clean it.
Rent it to someone else.
And put somebody else in it. Because that's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You know what? Then if that's the case, then I don't want any, if I got to pay another year in this apartment, I don't want anybody in there.
Right. It's like those cars that they sell
twice.
I'm going
to come over there and just hang out and smoke cigarettes in it.
Yeah.
Every day. You're not putting anyone, if you're going to make me pay for that, you're not going to, because that's what they're going to do. They're going to double dip that. They're going to get your money, clean it, and then rent it to somebody else. And don't tell me they're not.
No, it's like those buy your payment lots where they come and they repo your car because you missed a payment, then they sell it to somebody else, but you still have to make payments on a car you don't
have. Now they're getting four different people paying for the same car.
Yeah. Exactly.
I get it.
It's insane. And by the way,
it's a racket.
It's a total racket. And one time I called the bank.
And by the way, your Chase credit card, don't let them off the hook.
Right.
They're charging you 28%, 19%, 25%.
Right.
If I'm doing,
and that's new too. That did not used to be a thing 20 years ago. People weren't paying 20%.
No, if I'm taking sports bets over here and I'm charging you 25%, that's the juice. Please.
It's ridiculous.
Come on. I'm a loan shark and a bad guy.
Yep.
And if I come and kick your ass, then I'm a criminal.
Right.
But if I just make it so that you can't get a job or buy anything.
Right.
And ruin your life or get insurance, then I'm just a company.
That's just a company. That's right.
I'm just, but if I, but if you owe me 25 grand and I punch you twice, then I need to go to prison.
Yeah.
But if you owe me 25 grand and I just ruin your life,
doing my job.
Yep. You borrowed it. Yeah, well, I borrowed it from a loan shark, too. You know what?
Right.
Well, why? Then my thing is, like, okay, then why are loan sharks illegal?
Exactly.
I'd rather do business with a loan shark. I could be like, yo, give me a couple weeks. And be like, I'll give you a couple weeks, I'll bust your ass. Not all this stuff that you're doing.
And the VIG is 10%.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
We've all probably paid off our cars already that we're still making payments on insofar as paying back the money that
car
was sold for. And they're still coming after us. I called the bank one time. I've been at the same bank for a long time. And I said, I need a loan. Right? That's what banks do. They'll loan you some money.
Sure.
You get a relationship. I said, listen, I need a loan. I've been banking here a long time. And on top of that, I've been employed with the same company for over 20 years. So that should be somewhat safe. Mm-hmm. And you know what they say? I said, I need 10 grand because I need to pay some bills. And you know what they say? Well, we can't give you that. Why? Well, because you're late on some bills. That's why I need this money. So that I can get caught up on some damn bills and then stop paying all these fees and
well,
all that.
Well, of course, I read banks made over $4 billion. $4 billion last year on overdraft fees.
Yep. That doesn't surprise
me. They made it illegal now, right?
Yeah, they limited it. There's some sort
they
of limit, right?
Because
Yeah.
Bank of America used to...
$4 billion in overdraft fees. So think about that. They made $4 billion of cash off people who don't have any money.
They created the money.
You overdrafted. Right. I don't have any money.
Yeah. It's the people that
I
need
overdrafted,
it.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you're like, well, you owe us 35. You made $4 billion you stole from poor people.
Yeah. Right?
From poor people.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't just get... Like, if there's $1 million in the bank, you know, you didn't take 10%.
Right.
Right.
You didn't do that.
No.
You paid a percent on it, right? But if people are poor, you take 35 bucks off of them every time, five, six, seven times a year, up until $4 billion.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I kept Bank of America open with those overdraft fees. 35 bucks, boom.
How about people that say, well, look, you know, your credit score isn't based on how much money you make. It's based on how responsible you are with your bills. Well, okay, sure, sort of. But also, If you start making more money, it's amazing how fast your credit score goes up. You start making more money, you could have crappy credit for years, and you suddenly start making more money, your credit score goes up. Now, people say, well, that's because you paid off your debts. Yeah, but if I pay off my debts right now, and I'm not making any more money, and I had some sort of magic savings account and I paid off all my debts, it would help my credit a little bit. But somehow, if I make more money, I pay off my debts and I make more money, my credit score skyrockets. Suddenly, yeah, they're loaning you more credit cards. So it is about how much money you make. Of and people say, well, it's only about how much money you make because that's how easy it is to pay your bills. Exactly! Of course!
Right.
Duh! That's the whole point. If you don't make any money, you can't pay your bills on time. Right. You have to have a car. Right. You have to have insurance. There's things that you have to buy. And if you don't make enough money to pay for those things, then your credit score sucks.
And if your credit score sucks, then those things
expensive.
Go up.
They're three
my
times
insurance goes up because my credit score sucks. Why does my credit score suck?
Right.
Because I got divorced.
Yes, and because
why?
The city says I owe money again. For
anyway,
what?
Are we done?
We're about done. About done. Cool off first before we say goodbye.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
That's it, man. Now you're done.
All right, good. What's that chimp's name?
Who?
The chimp.
Oh, what is that chimp's name? Toby or something like that? You guys didn't watch it yet? Damn
no,
it.
No, I keep hearing about it, though.
I think it was Toby, maybe. Does anyone on Twitch know what that chimp's name was? It was in all the movies that they were trying to save and that she's hiding now. Is it Toby?
That's a good name for a chimp.
It seems like it, right? I could
Twitch
just
will get it here in a second.
You think they will?
I think so. It's really popular.
Yeah. You guys should watch it. You'll watch it this weekend, right?
Maybe.
Text me about it. Well, everyone signed off on Twitch. They thought we were done.
All right, well, good show, Toby. Stay positive, kids.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves. We did it. So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.